Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, June 26, 2009. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We are preparing this message from a hotel room here in the shore, along the shore in New Jersey. I say along the shore, actually we're about 5 miles from the ocean where we could get a reasonably priced hotel, but we've had plenty of ocean viewings the last couple of days, and that prompts today's writing titled Grace Upon Grace. The scripture text is John 1, verse 16.
For of his fullness we have all received, and grace upon grace.
Yesterday I was sitting on a bench looking out over the ocean in Ocean City, New Jersey with Brooksine. I looked at her and took note of her quiet but pleasant expression and asked, what is it that you like about the ocean?
I responded, it's so much bigger than man. People can take no credit for its vastness, for the way the waves just keep on coming to shore. It's such a spectacular sight. It's one of the great wonders of creation.
Well, growing up in the Midwest, I rarely saw the ocean as a child. In fact, only two times. And Brooksine didn't see it at all until after we were married, so we especially enjoy spending some time at the shore. We have walked nearly 15 miles the last several days along the shore, mostly on boardwalks. Yesterday, we walked the Ocean City, New Jersey boardwalk and enjoyed seeing scores of young families, seniors, young people, all enjoying the warm sunshine. There is such a great variety of food stands, beachware, and amusement park rides. But far more interesting than all of these boardwalks' attractions is the mighty ocean.
We've long associated the daily verse with the ocean due to a sermon that we heard as a young Christians. Jeff Ronald was a fellow Bible school student who was preaching from John 1, and he used the persistent rolling waves of the ocean as an illustration of the phrase, grace upon grace.
Brooksie, it's so interesting how, and you recall that sermon too. She sings, she doesn't. I'm sure she would have heard it though. It's interesting how that a sermon you can remember from years ago due to a certain illustration. Well, John wrote this gospel late in the first century. Most believe his writings were the latest in the biblical canon, some 60 years after his encounter with Christ in his earthly ministry. John sits down as an old man to write his record.
Three other accounts had already been written, of course, Matthew, Mark, and Luke. But surely John's perspective in writing was long awaited by the early church. His purpose in writing is clearly stated in chapter 20, verses 30 and 31, and I quote, Jesus did many other miraculous signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. End quote. Thus his intent was in part evangelistic, hopeful that unbelievers would receive his account and respond in faith.
Well, the daily text begins with a wonderful phrase, for of his fullness we have all received. What an incredible blessing to be a recipient of his fullness. But the last phrase is what we want to focus on. It was the intent in our brother Jeff Ronald's sermon years ago, the phrase grace upon grace. I like the way the Amplified Version expresses this text. One grace after another, and spiritual blessing upon spiritual blessing, and even favor upon favor, and gift heaped upon gift. Well, that's kind of like the ways, isn't it? What a marvelous blessing grace is, this unmerited favor and undeserved gift. In understanding grace, many have found helpful the descriptive acrostic.
God's riches at Christ's expense. In other words, that spells out grace. And another way it could be done is gifts received at Christ's expense.
Well, do you believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, as John had challenged his readers in his purpose statement? Well, by believing, you may have life in his name. You may experience the fullness of his blessings. And that's the greatest gift of grace.
Let's pray together. God, you've given the greatest treasure that is available to all people. We don't have to fit into a particular segment of our population, nor are we required to live during a certain time period to receive this unsurpassed gift. The gift of your grace is available to every generation, and it exceeds any temporary material blessing that we will ever receive in this life. Your grace not only brings reconciliation through your Son, but it continues to pour into us grace upon grace, much like the waves of the ocean. Thank you that you give in abundance so that we could be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God through the incarnation of your Son, Jesus Christ. How unlimited and ceaseless is your grace upon grace. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you, Brooksine, for joining me today. We hope we've improved our sound a bit from the last couple of days. It's a laptop we don't normally use in a mobile sense for recording our messages, but of course we're doing so from our hotel room here. We are excited. We're not really people that like to travel for a long period of time, and heading back home today, our daughter has been at camp all week, about 30 miles away. We'll pick her up around noon and then head home. We're grateful for home. We enjoy our time here at the ocean, anytime we're traveling actually, but it's always good to anticipate going home, isn't it? Well, we do have some ocean pictures on the site today and some photos from yesterday in Ocean City. They really do a great job of nice, clean boardwalk, and a kind of a neat picture I took of the street lamps along the boardwalk with flower baskets hanging right on them, or actually built right around them, and then just a beach scene that I enjoy taking. The actual head photo today, however, was not taken yesterday. It was taken last year at Myrtle Beach, where I got up early and caught a beautiful sunrise, and it seems so fitting today. But one song we'd like to suggest today, it's a song that I think we are both most familiar with due to the Phillips, Craig, and Dean edition, but today I have a video up, a link to a video by a lady by the name of Sylvie Palladino.
I don't know that that's the right name.
Well, that's what it said on the video.
Yeah.
Well, that's what it says. If it's not her, it's whoever put up the YouTube, but it's a song titled Your Grace Still Amazes Me. I want that to always be the case. I want God's grace to continue to amaze me more and more, in fact. Well, our website is dailyencouragement.net. This is the message that we are now reading into the computer. On Friday morning, June 26, 2009. June is already almost over. How life flies by. Well, we thank you for joining us today. Blessings, and above all, faithfully serve the Lord Jesus Christ.